If you love a good movie soundtrack, you're in the right place. It's March 25th, 2024. Today, we've got an update about Joker, Folie à Deux, new posters for Star Trek Discovery, an update about The Penguin, and an update about the new Jurassic World film. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. News outlet Variety has shared some major exclusive updates about Todd Phillips' upcoming film, Joker, Folie à Deux. They describe the movie as being mostly a jukebox musical. Some examples of jukebox musicals are Moulin Rouge or Mamma Mia, where popular songs are used to help to tell larger stories at play. The film is set to integrate, quote, at least 15 reinterpretations of very well-known songs. The exciting part is that the article actually tells us what one of those songs will be. One song is That's Entertainment from the 1953 musical The Bandwagon. Most importantly, however, Variety said that Hildur Guttenadottir, the Oscar-winning composer of the first Joker film, is said to infuse her distinctive haunting music cues into each number. We don't know much about the film's plot, but we do know that Joaquin Phoenix will continue to play the titular character, and the cast will include Lady Gaga, Zazie Beetz, Catherine Keener, and Brendan Gleeson. We also know that director Todd Phillips collaborated on the script with Scott Silver. Joker Folie à Deux will dance into theaters on October 4th. Paramount released new posters for their series Star Trek Discovery. Without going too far into detail, in case you're avoiding any spoilers, this season takes place in the future, many years after the adventures of Kirk and Spock and crew. The caption reads, "A fifth and final season deserves five gorgeous posters." The first poster features Michael Burnham standing in front of a cosmic portal with strange writings and runes bending into a circle. A Federation ship seems to be racing across the screen. In the next poster, instead of standing on solid ground, Burnham seems to be standing on the very portal itself, sideways, as if walking on a wall. Once again, runes and mysterious carvings surround her. The third poster is clearly inspired by classic spaghetti western posters, showing a silhouetted figure in a landscape of dramatic plateaus while the spaceship flies overhead. In the fourth poster, Michael isn't inside a portal, but instead it seems like a sunset has a textured fingerprint swirling and rough around her. Finally, the last poster features her crew alongside her in a floating cosmic cloud. The fifth and final season of Star Trek Discovery is set to premiere on Paramount Plus on April 4th. In an interview with Jonathan Blomberg on behalf of MovieZine, Colin Farrell shared an update about The Penguin. He confirmed that they wrapped filming and gave us an idea of what exactly might be in store for us. Here's what he said.
"Just we wrapped it, man. We did it, stuck a fork in it 2 weeks ago. And it was a long and really wonderful experience. And it's dark. That's what I could tell you about it. It's really dark and really heavy, I think. Certainly was doing it, which is not to say I didn't have fun. I had an amazing time. But it's incredibly violent. Yeah, it's one man's rise to what he's always dreamed of inhabiting, which is a certain power or social status. And you know, the death of Carmine Falcone at the end of the film leaves this vacuum in Gotham to be filled. And so there are various people that are grabbing for that power, and this is Oswald's journey trying to rise to the top through extraordinary obstacles. And it's super dark. Lauren LeFranc wrote a really twisted 8 hours of television."
The Penguin is set to shoot onto WB Discovery streaming service Max this fall. The Hollywood Reporter confirmed a fairly exciting update about the next film in the Jurassic World series. This is a film with a script from David Koepp. Now, this film has been clearly in development for quite some time. We know this because the release date is already next year, despite the fact that they've only just gotten the director. David Leitch was initially brought on as director, though after it seemed he wouldn't be permitted as much creative input as he'd like, he stepped away from the project and Rogue One director Gareth Edwards stepped in. The exciting news is that Scarlett Johansson is currently in talks to join the film. Not only do we not know her role, we don't even know what the film is about. We do know that it's not going to feature the cast of the original Jurassic Park series or the Jurassic World series. It's just been described as a new era of the franchise. Beyond that, all we know is that the new Jurassic World film is set to stomp into theaters on July 2nd, 2024. When you hear that sound? It's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. When asked about a Monster House sequel, Gil Keenan simply said, "Never say never." That said, nothing appears to be in the works at this time. Come back tomorrow for some comic book news. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for March 25th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to let your geek side show.